Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'm so glad to be with you. I want to help you with any medical problem you have, your kids, your parents, your friends. It's so easy. We pay for the call. Get out that pen and paper, write it down. It's easy to remember. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. 1-888-553-7536. That's 1-888-55-DR-KEN. I've been in medicine for over 30 years. There's almost nothing I haven't seen at least one time. If you have that hard problem that no one can figure out, or you've been to the doctor and they offer you options that you're not happy with and you're looking for some alternative suggestions, some other suggestions, I am as traditionally trained as they come. Medical school at the University of Pennsylvania, internship and residency at Duke University, cardiology fellowship at the University of California, San Francisco, but I'm not allergic to alternative medicine, especially evidence-based alternative medicine. I try to take the best of both worlds, call myself a blended physician, give you evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. I hope I'm easy to understand. I promise you I won't embarrass you, and I'll help you get to the next step. The medical maze is so difficult these days to maneuver. Getting into the medical system is just no fun anymore, and I want to be your assistant. I want to help you get through it, make it a little easier for you. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Also, the nice thing is there's no paperwork. There's no bill. We take care of the call, and I just want to be here to serve you. Usually, Doug Steffen is my co-host. Doug is one of the longest nationally syndicated talk show hosts running in America. He's had the same show, Good Day in the Morning, since the late 1980s, I believe October 1988. And he's heard, I believe, on over 300 stations. I have the honor of being his health and medical guy, and he is often with me. He's taking a well-deserved weekend off. He does 6 hours of radio Monday through Friday, and that's only one of his several jobs. And if we all had the work ethic of Doug Steffen, I think we'd have a lot fewer problems in this country. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. I just want to mention, I know we have many listeners in the second hour that can't listen in the first. I just want to briefly mention the lead story. It's about mad cow case being identified through regular testing that's done, and this was just a random chance that it was picked up. And mad cow disease, this was found in California. It's really the fourth cow in America identified since this problem has been known. I don't think there's any human threat to this. This problem does not get transmitted to humans. There's an alternative form of this problem. Bovine spongiform encephalopathy is what mad cow disease. It's transmitted by an infectious particle called a prion, which is very unusual. It's just a protein which the immune system in our bodies doesn't even react to. And it's for some odd reasons, it's an altered protein, and it destroys the nervous system tissue, the brain, the spinal cord. There's a variant of this which is called Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, which does affect humans. The human form is caused by eating beef products, which is contaminated with central nervous system tissue, such as brain and spinal cord, from cattle infected with mad cow disease. And fortunately, this is not a common problem. The cows usually pick this up by eating infected feed, but in this particular California case, it wasn't infected feed. It was felt that it was just a genetic mutation that occurred, and that's how this cow got it. The good thing is that it doesn't affect the muscle part of the cow, so you can eat the muscle. It doesn't affect the milk. Even if you drank the milk of an infected cow, it wouldn't be a problem. You just want to stay away from the brain and the spinal cord of cows, and you'll be fine. If you want to be really careful, maybe you should avoid the processed meats, but I can't see, boy, giving up that hot dog at the ball game this summer. But if you're really concerned about this, if you want to just limit, avoid the processed meat, because you can't be totally sure where that's coming from. But if you know that your steak, your hamburger, your roasts are from uninfected herds, you're perfectly safe eating this, and you're not going to get this Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, which is easy for me to say. 1-888-55, Dr. Ken. Let's go to Wilmington, North Carolina, favorite part of the world for me. Spent 3.5 years there training at Duke and living there. Bill, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Morning.
Hi, how are you? Great. Come on into my radio, to my medical office on the radio, and let me help.
Cramps, random, middle of the night, leg cramps. Driving me back crazy. And my doctor's kind of a pill pusher and really don't care for that. I try to stay more natural if I can. But it's been bothering me for quite a while, and I've been told by some people it's dehydration, but I try to stay hydrated since lactic zinc or like calcium, like a potassium. I've heard everything.
Sure, Bill. Bill, I in my life have had one or two leg cramps, and my heart goes out to you because these are horrible. And, you know, if anyone poo-poos this, they've never had one. And you've done some good research. I want to commend you because usually they're caused by volume depletion, dehydration. You know, a guy like you, you're either going to wake up and urinate or you're going to have leg cramps. So you try to avoid the fluids and then you end up getting leg cramps. So you have tried drinking fluids, not just plain water, but something that has something in it so it'll stay in the pipes and not get out to help keep the system lubricated. Have you tried drinking like juices before you go to bed or something that is easy on the stomach, maybe a little bit of milk before you go to bed?
I haven't tried the milk. I really don't care for the milk, but I've tried the Gatorade, I've tried the Vita water, which I'm really not. But I've tried taking potassium and like potassium and glutamine. Tried calcium. Tried
Bill,
zinc.
Bill, give me a second. Give me a second, Bill. So you've tried the Gatorade. That's going to fill up your pipe, so it's not related to being dehydrated. The other things I want you to look at, there's a lot of reasons why you could be having this that are not so common, and this is what you need to look at. You need to be evaluated for if you have PAD, peripheral artery disease. You can have spinal stenosis, even flat feet, restless legs. There's liver problems, thyroid problems, kidney problems. Diabetes can do this. Are you on any medications, diuretics? Those are famous for doing this.
Not that I know of. I get a 10 milligrams of blood pressure medication.
Is there a water pill in it?
No.
Okay. There's a lot of possibilities that you had, and I just ticked off a lot of them that you have not had investigated. What I would recommend is if your has your internist taken an interest in this?
Not really.
Okay. I don't know why either your family doctor or your internist hasn't eliminated all of the possible culprits. You need a good detective, but I would definitely get one to go through all of the possibilities that I mentioned, and I'm sure that they'll find it. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, we're going to talk about workers in America. Are they not getting enough sleep and putting you all at risk?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
See no makeup, feel no makeup. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable, looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity, try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, those lines are going quick. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. 1-888-55 DRKN. Appleton, Wisconsin. Brian, come on into my medical office on the radio and let's help you.
Well, here's the situation. It's about my dad. He's 88 years old, and pretty much everything he eats and drinks, he has a real metallic taste afterwards. I mean, he's just got a horrible taste after he eats, so he really doesn't eat much right now.
Have you been with him when this has happened?
I don't know if I've been there, no.
Because what I would do is, are you far from him?
No, I live right next door.
I would have a few meals with him, and usually what this is due to, Brian, is a food allergy. When you get a metallic taste in your mouth after eating. And often by eliminating the food that's causing the allergy, you can get rid of this problem. That's the most common cause of this. What I would do is try and mix up the foods with him and help him identify what the culprit is, because I think he's just giving up on eating, and you don't want to do that. Try to substitute some very nutritious foods and see if that is precipitating, causing his symptoms. But I would also get him to an allergist and let the allergist look at this. That would be my first attempt at trying to solve this.
Okay. Yeah, it comes when he drinks coffee. I mean, just about everything. He's 88 and he's a little on the stubborn side, so
right. I bet it's not everything. I bet if you eat with him, you'll be able to show him that it's not everything. And it's probably, he's generalizing because he's so frustrated and he's not really trying to untangle this web, and he needs your help. You're going to be a good son to help him identify the true culprit so he can start eating again and then get him to the allergist, okay?
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
Brian, if that doesn't work, call me back and we'll go through some of the rare causes of this. Brian in Appleton, Wisconsin, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Next, are 30% of workers getting far too little sleep and putting many of us in jeopardy? And we're also going to be talking about some of the new drugs that the FDA approved this week. And I'm also going to get to Dr. Ken's Kitty Corner and talk about how we can help our kids. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through Monday, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends next Monday. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
U.S. workers, they're not getting nearly enough sleep. Fully 30% of American adults, or about 40 million workers, sleep six or fewer hours a day. It's best we get 7 to 9 hours of sleep each day. Boy, that's a good challenge. Most at risk are people who work the night shift, especially those in the transportation, warehouse, and healthcare industries like mine. If a person does not get the recommended amount of sleep, they're at increased risk of injuries that could affect them or even the general public. Drowsy drivers, they play a role in up to 20% of car crashes. Lack of sleep on a chronic basis, it also increases the risk of other health conditions such as obesity, depression, heart disease, and diabetes. Wow, try and get 7 to 8 hours a night. Let's go to Wilmington, North Carolina. Welcome, Angie. Angie, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Angie.
Good morning.
Hi.
I really don't know how to ask my question, but I was having pain about a year ago on my feet, which was unusual. And I am overweight. I've been working on my weight with a doctor, and specifically since June last year.
Sure, good.
But you know, they think diabetes or this or that because I'm borderline.
Okay.
Well, you know, I went to the foot doctor. They sent me to the pain management, who didn't end up getting an MRI last week. And I found out that I have 4 herniated discs in my lower lumbar, and the bottom two, I guess, is the T, the right above it. But is it a T in
your thoracic spine?
Yeah, I have two, like, right there.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm going to start shots next week, but when I try to ask questions about it, it's kind of like there's nothing to, no one tells you anything, but you have to just live with it. But,
Angie, let me help you untangle this, because you probably feel like a pinball machine ball, you know, being ping-ponged back and forth.
And I know I can't fix it, but what can I do to help it?
Let me help, Angie. Have you been to an orthopedic doctor? I'm not recommending surgery right at the start, but have you been to a so-called orthopedic surgeon about this?
No, my intern has finally got me the MRI, and I'm with our pain management doctor, the neurologist who deals with alternative rather than surgeries or whatever.
And
but all I got was shot.
Is the neurologist okay with not operating on you?
They prefer not to, I'm not bad enough to need it.
Good. That's reassuring me. What I would do is I would talk to, can you believe this, a traditional doctor saying go to a chiropractor? I want you to have a team of traditional and alternative folks here. I want you to get an opinion from a neurologist, an orthopedic doctor, and a chiropractor. Some of the chiropractors do a procedure called spinal decompression. And this I have seen, my eyes have been opened in a number of patients who have this procedure done, and it works miraculous miracles for some of them. And it's non-invasive. Sorry?
Is that the manipulation, or is that like a traction kind of thing?
It's more like the second item. It's not manipulation. It's actually a treatment in this device. And I would find and see if you have experienced chiropractor doing spinal decompression, and I would ask the neurologist and the orthopedic doctor who are familiar with this procedure if you're a candidate for this, and it won't do you any harm. And if not, Angie, I have a lot of hope for you because I've seen a lot of people get a lot better with it. Angie, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Let's go up to the state capital of New York, Albany, New York, and welcome John. John, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Yes. I wonder, is there anything to be done when you no longer can have orgasms?
Oh, well, this is not a happy situation. So this is called anorgasmia. You know, us doctors, we have a name for all of this. John, I just want to make sure, you have had orgasms in the past, correct?
Yeah, it stopped about 18 months ago.
Okay, because there's a form of this called primary anorgasmia, where you've never had an orgasm in your life, and that's a whole different group of causes. This can be due to, are you diabetic?
No.
And you don't have any psychiatric problems?
No.
Multiple sclerosis?
No.
Have you had any trauma, mutilation to your genitalia?
No.
Any surgery on the genitalia or pelvic area? No.
No
spinal cord injuries?
No.
Are you on any antidepressants, the SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, classically can cause this?
No.
You're not on any medicine for depression?
No, I'm not. No.
Okay. Well, you know, maybe there's some hope here because these are the usual causes of this. Have you been to a urologist to check your hormone levels and just to check out the anatomy and see if it all is working okay?
Well, I'm taking androgel for testosterone.
How low is your level, John?
Well, it was around 225, but the last time I had to check this around 1300.
Oh, so and as it came up to 1300, your testosterone level, you still can't have orgasm?
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Go. What I would do is go back to the urologist and let the urologist know that they need to do some more work here. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, more calls coming right up, and shingles vaccine deemed safe in a large study.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Dr. Ken, 1-888-55-DRKEN. The lines are filling up, but we have one or two still open. Don't wait, or I guarantee you won't get in. 1-888-55-DRKEN. Macon, Georgia. James, you're next. Welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, James.
Hi, Dr. Ken. Thank you for taking my call. And I've had concerned about my prostate gland. I just went to the urologist and he checked me out, and my PSA was 1.7, and I'm 75 years old, and I'm having problems with blood in my semen for the last couple of weeks.
Let me try and help, James. 1.7 PSA, is that where your PSA usually is, or is that a change?
It was 1.2 last year.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about what can cause blood in the semen. And, you know, like everything else in medicine, we've got a big name for it, hematospermia. But we'll call it just blood in the semen. And let's talk a little bit about what can cause this, because there are a number of things that can do that. And we're talking about either the bladder, the urethra, the testicles, the epididymis, the prostate. These are the areas of concern that need to be looked at. You've never had a vasectomy, have you?
No.
Okay. Have you had a prostate biopsy?
Yes, I have. It's been probably 7-8 years ago.
Okay, so that would not be the cause. About 80% of guys who have a prostate biopsy have some blood in their semen for 3 to 4 weeks. That long, we can't blame it on the biopsy. All right. So I don't want to get you concerned overly, but, you know, this does need to be followed up with the urologist because there can be benign or malignant tumors of the prostate, bladder, testes, or seminal vesicles. That is can be a possibility, but there are many, many other causes, James. Infections can do this, including chlamydia, herpes, cytomegalovirus, we call CMV, trichomoniasis can do this, inflammations of the prostate, prostatitis. It sounds to me like this is a good possibility in your situation. The urethra can become inflamed. The epididymis can become inflamed. You can have a kidney stone as a problem here, a polyp in the urethra, an ejaculation duct obstruction, and also cancers from other parts of the body can move to the genitourinary system and present like this. You can also have a cyst that hemorrhages, or an abnormality of the seminal vesicles can also do this. So there's a lot of possibilities, James, and I want you this week to go to a good urologist and get a full evaluation, and hopefully, I'm hoping that this is nothing more than a little bit of prostatitis that's treated and this all goes away. Okay, James. James in Macon, Georgia, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Let's go to Montpelier, Vermont, and welcome Vince. Vince, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Vince.
Yes, I'm calling about the gentleman that had problems with his leg cramps.
Dr. Vince, how can we help him?
Well, it was years ago, and I found that extending my when I have leg cramps, and usually at night, but even in the daytime, if I extend my leg out in as straight a line as I can possibly make my, you know, my toes and everything go straight out,
yes,
the leg cramp will go away.
That helps me also. You just stretch the muscle.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess that's what I'm doing, yeah.
Yes, I have found that to be effective also. Vince in Montpelier, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I'm so glad we're helping each other. Hayes, Kansas, Junice, how are you? Welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
I'm hanging in there. Something else that helps on that leg cramps is just plain walking on your tiptoes.
Yes.
It's for women especially, you know, my mom used to have such problems. I kept a pair of high heels next to her bed.
Wow.
And she'd put them on and walk, and it would stop it.
Yes.
What I've done, I don't know if I pinched a nerve or whatever. About a week and a half ago, I had such tremendous pain down my left arm. It would have hurt less if I'd taken a knife and cut it off. And then since then, it's, you know how that kind of weird, kind of hurts, doesn't hurt, kind of numb feeling that you get when your arms fall asleep.
Uh-huh.
Down the outside from about my wrist down into my hand, my little finger, and literally right through the about three-quarters of my ring finger, and it doesn't go away. Could I have pinched a nerve?
Absolutely. Injuring a nerve can definitely cause what you're having. Sitting or standing in the same position for a long time, pressure on the nerve of the spine or the herniated disc. It doesn't sound like this, but these are all different causes of numbness of the hand. But it sounds to me like you just have pressure on the nerve. And are you a smoker?
I'm quitting. I've got one of those fake cigarettes that I use.
Because that can damage alcohol, lead, tobacco, all can damage a nerve. Animal bites, lack of vitamin B12 or other vitamins can do it. Also, want to make sure the calcium, potassium, and sodium in your body are fine. An underactive thyroid can do this. Carpal tunnel syndrome certainly is a cause of all this. And this time of year, I doubt you're having much frostbite, but that can also do this. But I have a feeling that you have pressure on one of the peripheral nerves. There could be a scar tissue, an infection, an enlarged blood vessel there. All of these are possibilities. I would get one of the neurologists or orthopedic doctors to take a look at this, and I'm sure that they could hone down from the long list of possible causes that I gave you. Janice in Hayes, Kansas, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Let's go to Pennsylvania. I don't think we've been in Pennsylvania yet today. Meadville, and welcome, Walt. Walt, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Walt.
I have a question for you. You were discussing sleep. For a couple of years now, I've had trouble getting to sleep, and I've been on the Ambien sleeping pills for about a year, and I still have trouble sleeping. Most I get is probably 3 or 4 hours a night. This week, it's been less. So I just wonder if you had any suggestions.
Sure. You know, a good doctor is like a good detective. You first want to try to figure out what's the cause before you start treating. You know, I call that shotgun medicine, or going into the Chinese restaurant, one from column A, one from column B, and I don't like that kind of medicine. I'd like to see if we can get a specific cause, because there's many reasons why you can have insomnia. Let's go through some of them, okay?
That's what I got. I think I got severe.
Walt, I think we made the diagnosis. The issue, the next step is, what's causing the insomnia? Are you under? Yeah. You don't sound like a stressed or anxious or depressed kind of guy, are you?
No, I don't have. I'm retired and I work two nights a week, and I don't have any problems. That's what one guy asked me. Have you got some kind of problems that would keep you awake?
Good. You don't sound like you're stressed out or anxious or depressed. And
no.
These are all reasons why you can do that. Are you on any medication that's a stimulant? Ritalin, corticosteroids, there's some over-the-counter medicines like decongestants or weight loss products. They all contain caffeine or other stimulants. Even sometimes antihistamines, although they usually make you groggy, they can worsen some urinary problems and make you urinate during the night and not get enough sleep. Are you on any of these medicines?
No, the only thing I'm really on is blood pressure medicine and cholesterol medicine.
Okay, and what about caffeine, nicotine, or alcohol? Are you doing any of that?
No, I stay away from that. I was told to stay away from that, so
no
I do.
No coffee, cola, tea, chocolate?
No. I drink some chocolate milk.
Before you go to bed?
No, usually through the day.
Well, how much? A lot or a little?
Oh, about a half a glass, about a half an 8-ounce glass.
That's just one half a glass all day.
Right.
Yeah, that's not going to keep you up. And any medical conditions, breathing problems, urinary problems, arthritis, cancer, heart problems?
I had cancer 5 years ago, colon cancer. They cut 10 inches out of my colon. But,
and it sounds like they took care of that for you.
Yeah.
Do you have GERD, GE reflux disease?
Yeah, I have reflux.
Because that sometimes can keep you up. Have you had your thyroid checked to make sure it's not overactive with a blood test?
No, I haven't had that done.
Make sure they do that.
Okay.
And that can do it. Do you eat too much in the late evening? You know, I recommend for people who have insomnia at least 4 hours before you go to bed. You don't want to be taking anything. That'll help your reflux. It'll also help you to fall asleep.
Yeah. Now, when you're sleeping and you're relaxing, I mean, you half in and half out. Does that count for sleep or don't it?
I'm going to count that in your case.
Okay.
Do you wake up tired?
No, I don't seem to. That's the problem. I don't seem to wake up.
Are you a snorer? Does your wife say you snore?
No.
Do you stop breathing when you sleep?
Now, I was reading one of my medical books. Maybe you could answer this. It says in there when people get older, they need very little sleep.
I don't agree. I think that that's an old myth.
Yeah.
And I think that actually the more recent studies refute that and tell us that regardless of whatever age we are at, we all need about the same amount of sleep as adults. Definitely teenagers and younger kids need a lot more sleep. But I think adults, whatever their age is, they need ideally 7 to 8 hours a night of sleep.
Now, I lay down about noon every day, and sometimes I can sleep, and sometimes I'll be half in and half out, you know, but I do that for an hour.
Walt, do you have a sleep specialist near you, a sleep doctor? They're often lung specialists who specialize in sleep.
I went to one sleep doctor, and all he wanted to do was put me on a different kind of sleeping pills. And I tried them, but they didn't seem to help.
Yeah, I don't want to do that yet. Did they identify the reason, the cause of your insomnia?
No, they never did.
And did they have you sleep over in their lab overnight and watch you?
No, they didn't do that. No.
Do you take
sleeping pills for a year? Do they still have a right effect, or do they lose some of the effect after that?
Well, it is possible that you develop what we call tolerance, and they're not as effective, and they're not really meant to be on using these chronically because you substitute one problem for another. Do you go to sleep at the same time every night? I heard you say that you're working in the nights.
Yeah, two nights a week, guy. And what I did, Dr. Ken, is I thought that might be the problem.
That might be the culprit, because we call that poor sleep hygiene, where you have these irregular sleep schedules, and that can interfere with you getting good sleep during the week.
Well, what I did, I quit for 6 months, and it didn't seem to make any difference.
Didn't help.
No, it didn't help. And then they called me, wanted me to come back to work. I just work a security job, and they want me to come back to work, so I figured I might as well go back to work. What I do, I take Ambien, and then sometimes through the night, I still can't just get to sleep, and then I'll take a couple of Tylenol PM, and then I can sometimes go to sleep.
Okay, what I would do is make sure your GERD, your GE reflux disease, is okay. Get that thyroid checked, and if everything is okay there and you're getting good sleep hygiene, you're not eating for 4 hours before you go, you're going to sleep at the same time, then ask them to do a sleep study so they can watch you sleep. Next, we're going to be talking about how the FDA has approved some new drugs this week on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
See no makeup, feel no makeup. New invisible fluid makeup from Estee Lauder perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable, looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New invisible fluid makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity, try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
In a new study released today, parents report 1 in 3 children who play team sports sustain injuries severe enough to require medical treatment. According to the report, commissioned by Safe Kids Worldwide and Johnson & Johnson, parents and coaches have misperceptions that result in overuse injuries, dehydration, and repeated concussions. More education is needed. Safe Kids President and CEO, Kate Carr.
With simple precautions, we can keep our kids healthy and enjoying the benefits of sports. Kids should take 1 to 2 days off from sports each week and at least 2 months away from a specific sport every year to protect against overuse injuries, overtraining, and burnout. Make sure your kids drink water every 15 to 20 minutes during play, and if you suspect your child has had a concussion, take them out of the game until cleared by a physician. When in doubt, sit them out.
For more tips, visit safekids.org.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg asking you, what will you do when I tell you bad news? I've got some really bad news for you, and it's bad news that I've heard. When I just began to say that, what's the first thing that went to your mind? Probably this. Whatever he's going to say, it's going to happen to me. Now, let's do the opposite. If I say to you, I've got some great news, are you for a moment going to think to yourself, wow, that great news is going to happen to me? Or are you going to say to yourself, that great news is going to happen to anybody else but me? Now, that really says what kind of a mindset we have. And here's what I want everybody to do. When you hear that you're going to be hearing bad news, it will never happen to you. It shouldn't. All good news will come your way. All good news will be about you. All good news you'll be able to take advantage of. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
See no makeup, feel no makeup. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable. Looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity, try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder. Now at Macy's.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Ken Crown House. The website is drkenshow.com. Phone number is 888-55-DRKN. We're on for 2 hours every week at this time. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, medical expert on Doug Steffens' Good Day. You can hear him Monday through Friday. He does 6 hours of radio, 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and heard coast to coast. 1-888-55-DRKEN. 1-888-553-7536, and I bring you up to date on all the healthcare news of the week. In the Journal of Internal Medicine this week, we learned that the shingles vaccine is generally safe and well tolerated. This is a study of 200,000 patients. Shingles, or herpes zoster, it's a very painful rash. It's caused by reactivation of chickenpox virus that we all have as kids, and it remains dormant in the body. Up to 1 million Americans, more than half of whom are 60 or older, are diagnosed with shingles every year. Zostavax, this is Merck's shingles vaccine. It was licensed by the FDA in 2006 for use in healthy people 60 and older. In March of last year, the FDA also approved the vaccine for people in their 50s. But so far, the CDC's Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices has recommended the vaccine for only for people 60 and older. My recommendation is when you turn 60, ask your doctor about the vaccine for shingles. If you get shingles, you're not going to be happy. And you can even have the vaccine after you get shingles, because shingles will recur. And more information out of the International Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology this week, that women who go through menopause early, they're almost twice as likely to have the bone-thinning disease osteoporosis later in life. In addition, these women are also at greater risk for fracture and an increased death rate. Early menopause was defined as those who went through menopause before the age of 47. And I promised I'd talk to you about the drugs the FDA approved this week. They were busy. They approved a new impotence drug called Stendra. This is in addition to Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra. What's special about this is it works very quickly. You take it 30 minutes before sexual activity, and it's impossible for us to predict which of these drugs will work best in each guy. And if you have erectile dysfunction, which is unfortunately too common, it affects 30 million guys, and one doesn't work, just try the other. There's really no way knowing ahead of time without educated guessing which of these is going to work in which adult male. The FDA also approved a drug called Votrient. It's for advanced soft tissue sarcoma. Sarcoma is a cancer that begins in the muscle, fat, fibrous tissue, and other tissues. This is to be used in people who've previously received chemotherapy. It's some real hope for some people who have some nasty cancers. Let's go to Dennis in Utica, New York, and welcome Dennis to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Dennis.
Good morning, Dr. Ken, longtime listener and occasional caller.
We're glad you're here.
I went through upper abdominal surgery for a hernia about last September.
Yes.
And within the past 2-3 weeks, my bulge has come back.
This was repaired laparoscopically, not the old-fashioned open hernia repair, correct?
That's correct, doctor. And I also had a 25 years ago, I had a re-anastomosis of my small intestine to my rectum because of diverticulitis.
Okay.
So I had, they didn't want to go in through the old type of surgery.
The laparoscopic procedure is definitely an amazing technological advance. The only disadvantage is that there is increased risk of complications and recurrence following surgery, which is what you've had. It's time to go back to you want a very experienced surgeon if you're going to have it done laparoscopically. That's the way to try to avoid or minimize these complications when you get a surgeon who does this every day for a long time.
I understand, yeah. And the funny thing is that the surgeon I went to also assisted on my surgery 25 years ago, so I was very confident in him.
Yeah, just go back and try and get an opinion by somebody who is very experienced in this. I apologize to everybody waiting on the phones. This is why I urge you to call in early. Try to call next week. It's been such a pleasure being with you. I'll be here each week at this time for 2 hours, bringing you up to date on all the healthcare news. I want to remind you the website's drkenshow.com and dougsteffen.com. Have a great week. Be well. See you next week.